said, it's hard to get up last and something that needed to be said, it's already been said. So, I will just give you what I put in my phone that I got from the scripture, because God was really talking to the king of Solomon about the Israelites. He wasn't talking to us. It says, my people who are called by my name, humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. To be clear, these are God's words spoken to Solomon, king of Israel. Likewise, the land referred to was the land of Israel. When the Israelites sinned against the Lord, he would send the plagues mentioned in verse 13. But if they responded by humbling themselves and praying and seeking God's face and turning from their wicked ways, God would hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and he would heal their land.
Amen.
So, can we, as Christians in America, apply this text to us, is what I'm going to ask you today. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 3:16, Scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness. The word Scripture in this text refers to the Old Testament Scripture that would include 2 Chronicles 7:14, rightly interpreted. Likewise, when the Apostle Paul cited Old Testament examples of rebellion in Israel's history, they prompted God's punishment. He noticed that they also served as warnings for Christians living under the new covenant. So yes, you can apply it to us. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 10:11-12, now these things happened to them as an example, and they were written for our instruction, upon whom the ends of the ages has come. Therefore, let him who thinks he stand take heed, or else he's going to fall. Is America Israel? Is God an American? No. But can warning and promises to God's people in Old Testament be applied to Christians today? Absolutely. Regarding 2 Corinthians 7:14, it is very appropriate for any Christian to obey the spirit of this text by enduring to humble himself or herself, pray and seek God's face, and turn from their wicked ways, trusting that God will forgive and heal. The Apostle Peter, speaking to a group of first century Christians, said this, for once you were not a people, but now you are a people of God. 1 Peter 2:10 said, today followers of Jesus are God's people. Christians are those who are called by his name. Therefore, it is appropriate that we apply the timeless truths of 2 Corinthians 7:14. How suitable are all Christians in America and in any nation to humble themselves, pray, seek the Lord's face, and turn from their wicked ways, asking him to graciously hear from heaven, forgive our sins, and bring our spiritual healing to the alien churches in our land. 2 Chronicles 7:14, we note 3 precepts that are constantly called for by God throughout this scripture. Humility, hunger, and holiness. The first requirement for each spiritual healing is humility. My people who are called by my name humble themselves. It is always good for Christians to walk humbly with God. Micah 6 and 8 says God will not share his glory with no one because God alone can handle his glory. Every redeemed human being shall give all the glory to Jesus for salvation and every benefit it brings. Frankly, modern Christianity is marked by far too much arrogance and condensation. For instance, all we need to use great caution and wise deliberation when posted on social media. The Bible says, let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but such a word as is good for edification according to the need of the moment, so that it will give grace to those who hear. The word unwholesomeness is the Greek word sapos, meaning rot. Here it refers to the speech that is likened to garbage or trash. Frankly, there is too much trash talk on social media today. Too much. Humility also is becoming in any child of God. The second requirement for spiritual healing is hunger. We see in 2 Corinthians 7:14 in the words, my people who are called by my name pray and seek my face. Jesus urged his followers to hunger and thirst for righteousness. Matthew 5:6 says all Christians in America and all nations will do well to increase our hunger for godliness. We should taste and see that the Lord is good, Psalms 34:8. The final requirement for spiritual healing is holiness. My people who are called by my name should turn from their wicked ways. Holiness comes by meaning of repenting from sin. Repentance means to confess our sins and turn away from them. That leads to true holiness. Some people will come to the altar, and they'll come every time we have church, and they'll come and repent of the same sin. They have not turned away from that. A lot of Christians go to church Sunday after Sunday, and they don't even know what repentance means. They just keep on in their ways. But if you're going to change your life and ever be different and be right with God and walk where God wants you to walk, you've got to totally repent and quit doing what you're doing. Or you're never going to get anywhere with God. These three emphases from 2 Corinthians 7:14, humility, hunger, and holiness are much needed among Christians today, whether we live in America or not. Just because 2 Corinthians 7:14 was not written to the Americans does not mean that Christians in America cannot benefit by obeying this. Again, all scripture is profitable. The warning of the Old Testament was written for our instruction. Many Christians in America today pray for a fresh spiritual awakening and revival among those who know Jesus Christ. I, for one, am praying for American Christians to embrace genuine humility, hunger, and holiness. I'm also praying that the Lord will graciously see fit to hear from heaven and to forgive our sins and send his much-needed healing to us. So, all of this has been said today. Each person has different meanings of this scripture. But the bottom line is, are you going to do what it says? Are you going to change? What are you going to do? Are you going to continue in your old ways? Are you going to change? It's up to you. God bless you.
Praise God. Everybody did so good. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
I might even come and sing a song. Amen. Come on, give God thanks as you come.
Amen.
Glory to God right after that. Melissa Mark, we close out. Amen. We thank God for her. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. Your I live in hope.
Yes.
Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love. When my heart becomes free, and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long.